当我四月份上飞机去加拿大跟亚洲的时候
，In April when I was boarding the plane to Canada and Asia，
这个礼拜堂还是建了，才有一个课子而已。
The building here was just a shell at that time。
当我在七月初回来的时候，我就看到这个礼拜堂差不多可以聚会了。
And when I returned in July, then this seems like it's probably almost ready for service.
我心中跟大家一样。
Just like every one of you.
我们心中充满着感恩。
I was filled with thanksgiving and gratitude.
所以这个时候我又希望大家就是用半分钟时间。
Let us use maybe half a minute.
你在心中来算一算神的恩典。
And count your blessings in your heart.
那么让我们就开始一起站起来献上我们感恩的祷告。
And then let us all stand and we will offer up to the Lord our prayers of thanksgiving.
好不好？大家一起站起来。
Let us stand.
我们大家就去一起用感恩的心来祷告，来围着这个堂献上感恩赞美。
And let us give thanks and praise for this sanctuary.
大家一起祷告之后，我会带领祷告。
And then I'll close.
天父上帝，我们要感谢你，赞美你，感谢主，赞美主。主，一切都是你的恩典，主，愿荣耀归主你自己的圣名，主啊，你自己给我们机会来服侍你，感谢主，赞美主，感谢主，赞美主，哦，主啊，感谢你，主，赞美主，天父上帝，我们要向你感谢，向你赞美。
Dear Heavenly Father, we give you thanks. We want to praise your name.
如果不是你建造这个圣殿的话，没有人能够建造。
If it were not you who built the sanctuary, your house, no one can build the house.
如果不是你的儿女回应顺服的，愿意来信靠主来建这个圣殿的话，今天不会有这个圣殿。
If it were not your children who are obedient and want to build the house, then it will not be built.
我们愿意这个圣殿本身就见证主你自己的荣耀。
We want this house of yours to be testimony of your glory.
愿这个圣殿就成为多人蒙祝福、蒙得救的地方。
May this house of the Lord, may this sanctuary be the place where many people is going to be blessed and be saved.
愿你自己与我们同在的时候，你就看到这个教会能够讨神的喜悦。
In your presence, we can see that this church can be pleasing in your sight.
我们今天要献上感恩，献上赞美。
Today we want to give thanks and we want to offer up our praise.
感谢祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
This is in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
我们为着神所做的一切，给神一个鼓掌。
Yes. Glory to God.
Glory to God. 好，谢谢，请坐。
Please be seated.
今天是第一天在这个新的教堂来敬拜我们的神。
Today is the very first day we have our worship service in this new building.
我选择谈神自己的爱。
I choose to talk about the love of God.
所以我选择了约翰福音第十三章第一节到第十五节的经文。
So I have chosen the Gospel of John chapter 13 verse 1 to 15.
那请大家如果你有圣经的话，你可以打开圣经。
Please open up your Bibles and turn to this passage.
Okay, 因为大概我们打荧幕的话只能够打一个语言。
Because on the screen we can only speak one language at a time.
但是我们还是就是让我先读一次中文，然后 Richard 会读一次英文。
We'll read it in Chinese first and then in English.
逾越节以前，耶稣知道自己离世归父的时候到了。他既然爱世间属自己的人，就爱他们到底。吃晚饭的时候，魔鬼已将卖耶稣的意思放在西门的儿子加勒人犹大的心里。耶稣知道父已将万有交在他手里，且知道自己是从神出来的，又要归到神那里去，就离地站起来，脱了衣服，拿一条毛巾束腰，随后把水倒在盆里，就洗门徒的脚，便用自己所束的手巾擦干。我们请 Richard 先也读到一到五。
Verse 1 to 5. It was just before the Passover feast, and Jesus knew that the time had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he now showed them the full extent of his love. The evening meal was being served, and the devil had already prompted Judas Iscariot, son of Simon, to betray Jesus.Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power, and that he had come from God, and was returning to God. So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel around his waist. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, bind them with the towel and was wrapped around him.
第六节哀告西门彼得，彼得对他说：“主啊，你洗我的脚吗？”耶稣回答说：“我所做的，你如今不知道，后来必明白。”彼得说：“你永不可洗我的脚。”耶稣说：“我若不洗你的脚，你就与我无份了。”彼得，西门彼得说：“主啊，不但我的脚，连手和头也又洗了。”耶稣说：“凡洗过澡的人，只要把脚一洗，全身就干净了。你们是干净的，然而不都是干净的。”
He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus replied, "You do not realize now that I am doing. You do not realize now what I am doing, but later you will understand." "No," said Peter, "you shall never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no part with me." And then, "Lord," Simon Peter replied, "not just my feet, but my hands and my head as well." Jesus answered, "A person who has had a bath needs only to wash his feet. His whole body is clean, and you are clean, though not every one of you."
第十一节，耶稣原知道要卖他的是谁，所以说你们不都是干净的。第十二节开始，耶稣洗完了他们的脚，就穿上衣服，又坐下对他们说：“我向你们所做的，你们明白吗？你们称呼我夫子，称呼我主，你们说的不错。我是你们的主，你们的夫子，尚且洗你们的脚，你们也当彼此洗脚。我给你们做了榜样，叫你们照着我向你们所做的去做。
Verse 11, for he, Jesus knew, he knew who was going to betray him, and that was why he did not, he said not everyone was clean. When he had finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes and returned to his place. Do you understand what I have done for you? He asked again. You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. Now that I, your Lord and your teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you.
这段经文告诉我们耶稣基督的爱。
This passage tells us about the love of the Lord Jesus Christ.
告诉我们所相信的神是一位爱的神。
It tells us that the God that we trust in is a God of love.
那这位神教导我们爱的时候有爱到底，没有条件的爱。
This God, teaches us that as we love, we need to love to the uttermost unconditional love.
如果我们是基督徒，我们不明白这个真理的重要性。
If we are Christians, if we don't understand the importance of this truth,
如果我们不知道我们是何等蒙福的人
，If we do not know how blessed we are，
那么过去两个多月我到不同地方去
，In the past 2 months I had been to different places。
那么都是讲到说怎么样来关心，来啊爱回教徒。
I talk about how to care for and how to minister to the Muslims。
大部分的教会的人都觉得回教徒很可怕
，Many people are afraid of the Muslims。
那实际上回教徒很多很多被教导恨。
In fact, a lot of Muslims, they were taught hatred.
包括他们的神教导他们恨。
Including their God has taught them about hatred.
包括穆罕默德最后临终的时候讲的话也是恨的话。
The words, the last words of Muhammad, was also about hatred.
那么你今天看回教的世界。
Today, look at the Muslim world.
这个打仗打到没完没了。
There was all kinds of wars and conflicts all over the place.
为什么什么原因打仗呢
？Why were there war?
彼此憎恨之后有什么结果呢
？What is the result of hating each other?
这个马航就是在天空飞的时候，有跟他们有什么关系？有什么仇恨把它打下来
？And Malaysian Airlines was on in the air, and but it was shot down.
当战争、当仇恨散布在整个世界的时候
，As war and hatred prevail throughout the world,
世界上的人只有害怕。
People in the world are afraid.
担心
They worry.
很多人又讲说，这个跟第一次、第二次世界大战那个前一段时间的那个战争差不多一样。
People think that the scenery in the world seems like it's similar to what was before World War One or World War Two.
这个世界有什么答案呢
？What answers do we have to offer?
我们要真正的活出耶稣基督的教导的爱。
We need to live out the love that was taught by the Lord Jesus.
让我们做基督徒属于主的人能够影响这个世界。
So that as Christians, those of us who belong to the Lord, we can influence the world.
在这一段的经文里面讲的 一个要前面跟后面的这个对比，就是说对着的话。
In this passage, we talk about the contrast.
那么一开始，然后第十五节就是说，我给你们做了榜样。你们照着我向你们所做的去做。
In verse 15 says, I have given you an example to do what I have done to you.
换一句话说，整段的经文就教导我们基督徒学习耶稣基督，他怎么做我们也怎么做，他怎么教导我们就怎么顺服。
This passage tells us that we need to learn what Jesus does, we should do, and what he teaches, what he taught, we should do so.
那么耶稣怎么做呢？
What did Jesus do?
讲到这个爱的时候，耶稣怎么做呢？
What did Jesus do about love?
第十三章第一节跟第二节。
Chapter 13, verse 1 and 2.
逾越节以前，耶稣知道自己离世归父的时候到了。他既然爱世间属自己的人，就爱他们到底。吃晚饭的时候，魔鬼已将卖耶稣的意思放在西门儿子加略人犹大的心里。
It was just before the Passover feast, Jesus knew that the time had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he now showed them the full extent of his love. And the evening meal was being served, and the devil had already prompted Judas, the very son of Simon, to betray Jesus.
第三节，耶稣知道父已将万有交在他手里，且知道自己是从神来的，又要归到神那里去，就离就去。
Verse 3, Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power and that he had come from God and was returning to God.
我讲这三节的经文是为使命彻底的爱。
And these three verses is about the full extent of the love, it's a command.
这个是一个使命，他要一定要完成的一件事情。
It is a command and an imperative, it has to be completed.
这个经文第一句开始就是说逾越节以前。
Verse 1 starts to say, just before the Passover feast.
逾越节是讲说一只羔羊被杀。
The Passover was about a lamb that was slaughtered.
凡是在那个羔羊的宝血的范围里面就蒙救得救了。
All those who are under the realm of the shed blood of the lamb is going to be saved.
所以讲到逾越节的时候就是讲到牺牲的爱。
So the Passover is about the sacrificial love.
就讲到神的拯救
about the redemption of God.
所以耶稣基督来这个世界有一个使命
Jesus the Lord Jesus Christ came to the world for a mission.
他要拯救世界上所有的人
He wants to save all the people in the world.
那么他又用神的爱来完成这件事情
With the love of God he was going to accomplish this.
他又用流血来救赎
With shedding of blood he was going to save.
那这个是耶稣基督的使命
This was the mission of the Lord Jesus Christ.
耶稣在这里他要做的事情是什么呢
What was Jesus going to do here?
他要爱这些人爱到底
He want to love them and he want to love them to the very end
弟兄姐妹们
Dear brothers and sisters
我们敢这样讲说我们爱其他弟兄姐妹爱到底吗
Do we dare to say that we love our brothers and sisters to the very end or give a full extent of our love?
我们很难
Very difficult for us to
我们每一个人都有爱的
Each one of us has love
但是我们每一个人都不可能像耶稣基督那样爱人爱到底没有这样条件的。
But each one of us cannot be like the Lord Jesus Christ who love, give the full extent of his love, love them to the end, unconditional love.
你知道第二节开始就吃晚餐的时候就是最后的那个晚餐。
And we're to talk about the Last Supper.
那么谁跟他一起吃晚餐呢
?Who were among them in the Last Supper?
十二个使徒。
And 12 disciples.
十二个使徒是谁呢
?Who were the 12 apostles?
那根据马可福音第三章十三节到十九节的这个名单里面
In Mark chapter 3 there was a list of the name of the disciples
第一个是西门彼得
Simon Peter was the first one
最后一个是加勒人犹大
The last one was Judas Iscariot
耶稣基督跟这些人一起吃晚餐
Jesus was having a meal with this people
耶稣基督决定爱他们爱到底
Jesus Christ decided to love them and love them to the very end
他知道彼得很快就三次不认他
He knew that Peter was going to deny him three times
他也知道犹大很快就要出卖他
He knew that Judas was going to betray him very soon
如果犹大爱他
If Judas loved him
彼得承认他 不否认他
If Peter did not deny Jesus
对耶稣来讲爱这些人就很容易了
Then it would have been easy for Jesus to love them
但是耶稣爱他们无论他们是怎么样的
But Jesus loved them regardless of what they do
我们今天 不能够爱一个人，我们的理由是什么呢？
Today, what reason do we have if we say that we cannot love a person?
我们有说有人得罪我。
You say I'm offended by this.
我们说有人这样的态度我不喜欢。
I do not like this person's attitude.
我们有人说有的人出卖我。
I was betrayed.
这些事情耶稣都经历了。
He has experienced all of these.
所以耶稣说你没有理由来 excuse， 就是说讨一个理由说你不爱人了。
Jesus gave us no excuse that we refuse to love.
那这个地方呢，他怎么样能够知道他的大门徒跟小门徒两个要就是对他不起，他还爱他们呢？
How did he was able to do that? He know that this the disciples Peter Judas was going to offend him.
那关键就在这三节经文的两个字出现了三次。
The key was something the word that showed up three times in these three passages.
第一节经文里面讲说耶稣知道。
Jesus knew.
第三节经文说耶稣知道。
Verse three also Jesus knew.
且知道。
And he also knew.
一共讲了三次。
Talk about three times Jesus knew.
那这三次里面给我们学一个很重要的属灵功课。
This gives us a very important spiritual lesson.
耶稣知道自己离世归父的时候到了。
Jesus knew that it was the time that he was about to depart.
耶稣知道他来这个世界的使命是什么。
Jesus knew about his mission to the world.
就像希伯来书第十二章开始的时候讲说耶稣基督轻看了这些羞辱了。
Just like the beginning of Hebrews 11, so that Jesus looked down on these insults.
为什么轻看人家对他的误会呢？
Why did he look down on the misunderstandings people?
为什么轻看人家对他的伤害呢？
Why did he look down on the injuries that people inflict on him?
为什么轻看那些人家给他很多的就是使他灰心的事情呢？
Why did he look down on those things that people caused him to despair?
因为耶稣知道他的使命是什么。
Jesus knew his mission.
耶稣知道他来这个世界就是要拯救世界上的人。
He came in order to save the world.
耶稣知道他来这个世界就是要训练一批爱的门徒，使这个门徒能够翻转整个世界。
Jesus knew that the mission that he came was that he needed to train this group of disciples and this group can turn the world upside down with love.
所以当他知道彼得、犹大可能会做什么的时候，
Even though he knew what Peter was going to do, what Judas was going to do,
他就想到说我现在要回到父那里去了。
He still thinks that I am about to return to my father.
那么这个人对我什么看法其实是小事情。
How people treat me is a very small matter.
完成神要我做的事情才是最重要的事情。
The important thing is that I need to complete the mission that was given me by the father.
所以他就决定爱他们到底。
So he determined to love them to the very end.
那么讲到犹大，这个魔鬼都进到他的心里面要出卖耶稣。
Well, the devil has already prompted Judas to betray Jesus at that time.
那第三节，耶稣知道父已经将万有交在他的手里面。
In verse 3, Jesus knew that the Father has given him all things.
耶稣知道神要他成就的事情必然成就。
Jesus knew that what God has commissioned to do must come to pass.
那么犹大对他做什么的话不是大事情。
It doesn't matter what Judas was going to do to him.
那么这又跟着讲说且知道自己是从神出来的。
He knew that he came from the Father.
他知道神叫他来要他做什么。
He knew that the Father commanded him to come and commissioned him a mission.
我发现了爱的力量本身是什么。
I discovered the power of love.
爱的力量本身就是认识我们人存在这个世界，我们的使命是什么。
The power of love comes from our realization of our mission in the world.
当我们有一个使命的时候，最大的事情我们要完成。
When we have a mission, there's a task that we have to finish.
那其他的事情就是可能会骚扰我们。
All the other things are just distractions.
可能使我们不开心。
Maybe we are bothered by it somewhat.
但是我们就是决定定睛仰望耶稣。
But we have determined to look upon the Lord Jesus Christ.
有任何不开心的事情的时候，
any distractions or anything unpleasantness,
就想到说我们的这个父，我耶稣基督很快就再回来。
We can remember that the Lord Jesus is going to return soon.
那么再回来的时候，什么事情是重要的呢？
Upon the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, what are the important things?
神不会跟我们去算说你跟谁好谁不好。
God is not going to look into that. You have good relationship with this and that person, or you are offended.
神乃是要问我们说，我拯救你，你现在是一个基督徒，你的一生有什么事情值得就神来记载 下来有永恒价值的。
God is going to ask you, what are something that are of eternal value now that you have been saved and you have become a Christian?
所以因为这样的缘故，耶稣拒绝来生彼得的气。
For this reason, Jesus refused to get upset with Peter.
他拒绝就是太过分的来责备犹大。
He refused to rebuke Judas.
他决定就是爱他们到底。
He has decided to love them to the very end.
因为他知道他是从哪里来。
Because he knew where he came from.
他也知道他将来要去哪里。
And he also knew where he was going.
他知道他的使命是什么。
He knew his mission.
所以这是非常重要的事情。
This is very important.
那第二点呢？
Point number two.
为了爱放弃降卑。
Because of love, he can humble himself.
那么这个经文是这么说。
The passage is like this.
就离席站起来脱了衣服拿一条手巾束腰。
So he got up and, from the mule, took off his outer clothing and wrapped a towel around his waist.
随后把水倒在盆里。
After that, he poured water in the basin.
就洗门徒的脚。
And began to wash the disciples' feet.
并用自己所束的手巾擦干。
Drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him.
好，我们读到这里的时候，我们想一想。
After we have read this, we can think about it.
这个经文的解读是怎么讲呢？
What does this mean?
经文里面就讲说耶稣就有一个行动。
The passage says that Jesus carried out an action.
他不是只是讲说我爱你们爱到底。
He did not say that I love you to the very end.
那么他就有一个行动来证明他的爱。
He demonstrated his love with an action.
那么当时这个经文的背景是什么呢？
What was the background of this passage?
当时的背景就是犹太地是半旷野的地方。
Because the land and Jerusalem is kind of half wilderness.
那么就是很多灰尘的。
It was very dusty.
所以人家走路的时候，早2000年前，人家都是穿着这些凉鞋的。
So 2000 years ago, people walk around in sandals.
所以走路的时候很容易脚就很多灰尘泥沙。
So you have dust and sand and dirt attached to your feet.
所以每一个人的家门口都有一个甚至多过一个的水缸。
So the beginning, the entrance of each house is a container for water.
家庭经济好的人就有一个工人，如果有客人来的时候，就帮那些客人洗脚。
The well-to-do families usually have a servant who will wash the feet of the guests.
那么家庭经济不好的话，那么主人有的时候会帮人家洗脚。
Those who are not as well to do, sometimes the owner of the house would wash the feet.
如果主人是经济不错，但是又没有工人的话，那么客人就自己洗自己的脚。
If the owner doesn't have servants, then sometimes the guests would wash the feet themselves.
但是洗脚呢，是大家不大容易做的事情。
But it's something that most people may not be very may not want to do. Washing feet.
那是很低级的那些做工的人做的事情。
What considered a very lowly task.
那么这个新闻里面就记载了。
In this passage, it was recorded.
他们到了这个家。
They came to this home.
好像家里没有人，因为他借用那个地方来吃最后的晚餐。
They borrowed that place to have the last supper, so there was no servant around.
所以没有人帮人家洗脚。
So nobody was around to wash people's feet.
门徒跟耶稣一站到那个家的门口的时候。
So Jesus and his disciples, they entered into this building.
每个人心里面想说谁洗谁洗。
People were thinking that who's going to do this?
那么你知道排队的哈？彼得说不是，我是第一个，我是老大。
And they in line, Peter said, I'm the first one, I'm the top disciple.
那么雅各、约翰、安德烈跟马太说，我都是耶稣亲自点的。招的门徒。
So James, John, and a couple of them, they said, I'm personally called by the Lord Jesus.
那么其他的就是说，那么谁洗呢？
The other say, well, who's going to do it?
那么按照这个马可福音的名单里面，应该是犹大洗。
According to the list in Mark, Judas should be the one doing it.
但是犹大心里面想太多东西，他没有想到洗脚。
But there was a lot of things on his mind. He did not think about washing people's feet.
因为他就怕耶稣抓到他，说他出卖耶稣。
He might be afraid that Jesus discovered that he was the one to betray Jesus.
他心中没有平安。
He did not have peace in his heart.
所以他就没有真正就帮，没有想到要洗脚，洗人家的脚。
So the thought of washing people's feet never came into Judas' mind.
那按照当时的情形，他们吃晚餐的时候，通常就是在一个就是说吃饭的地方。
At that time, in the last supper, it was kind of like a dining hall.
比较多的记载里面就是说。一般的情形没有说一定有椅子的。
They may not have chairs for you to sit on.
那如果没有椅子的话，大家就坐在地上。
So people usually sit on the floor.
但是犹太人也不是坐在那边。
But the Jews they usually do not just sit there.
他就半躺在那边。
They come out half lying down.
所以你的脚要放什么地方呢
？So where do you put your feet?
像我们在非洲的时候，你坐下来的时候，第一件事情要注意的。
And when we were in Africa, the first thing we need to pay attention when we try to sit down.
就是你不要把脚对着人家。
You do not put your feet to point towards others.
因为那个没有人帮你洗脚，你的脚蛮肮脏的。
Because nobody washes your feet and your feet is full of dirt.
所以呢，这个是当时的背景。
So that was the background at that time.
我不知道当时门徒们怎么想。
I did not know what the disciples were thinking in their mind.
耶稣决定站起来。
Jesus decided to do something. He stood up.
然后他呢，拿了一条手巾。
He got up and he got a piece of cloth
绑在腰上面
and he wrapped the cloth around his waist.
那么他拿了一个盆子
he took a basin
倒水
and pour water into the
然后就开始洗门徒的脚
and he started to wash the feet of his disciples.
如果耶稣今天进来
if Jesus coming today
拿了一盆水
he took a basin.
你会怎么想
what would you think?
你会说先洗我先洗我
you say wash me first, wash me first, right?
不会
no, you won't do
that. 每个人都知道
什
么人都可以洗人家脚，不应该是耶稣。
Anyone can wash people's feet, but not Jesus.
为什么他拿一盆水
？Why did he take a basin of water?
是不是也是说走到一个人面前说好，你洗
？Maybe come before you say, "Oh, okay, you do it."
所以每个人心中都不知道应该怎么办。
Each one of them did not know what to do.
当耶稣蹲下来，然后开始洗某一个门徒的脚的时候
，Jesus stooped down and started to wash someone's feet.
其他的门徒就在那想。
The other people would be thinking.
你疯了！你刚给耶稣洗你的脚。
You're crazy. You're mad. Why didn't let Jesus wash the feet?
我不知道别人怎么想。
I don't know what other people think.
彼得就想了一大堆东西。
A lot of things was in Peter's mind.
这怎么可能洗人家脚呢
？How is it possible that the Lord is going to wash people's feet?
那你知道他们的传统是什么样
？What was the tradition?
他洗完一个脚。
After they wash someone's feet,
他水拿出去倒了。
You take the water out and pour the water.
倒进新的
，and then get some clean water, get some clean water.
那再拿回来
，and come back with the clean water.
耶稣进进出出跑了几次
？Jesus go in and out how many times?
十二个门徒啊
，12 disciples.
那些门徒们怎么想
？What was in the disciples' mind?
他们可能不明白
，they may not have understood.
他们可能就不知道应该怎么办好
，they may not know what to do.
根本是不可能的事情
，it seems to be impossible.
耶稣是神
，Jesus is God.
从天上来到这个地上。
He came from heaven.
他放弃他一切的荣华富贵。
He gave up all his glory.
从现在起拿降杯。
And now he humbled himself to this extent.
降杯到一个地步，比门徒更低。
He was lower than the disciples.
洗门徒的脚。
To wash the feet of the disciples.
哇，弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我想到这里的时候。
When I think about this.
我就想到为了爱。
I think because of love.
放弃。
He gave up.
降杯。
He was willing to humble himself.
放弃就说我不是说我不管了哈。
He gives up. It's not like he doesn't care.
放弃就是说放弃我们本来可以享受的。
He relinquished what was rightfully his.
我想在这里，耶稣教导门徒十二个门徒一个很重要的功课。
The Lord Jesus was teaching the twelve disciples a very important.
门徒们有的时候在想。
Sometimes the disciples were thinking in this way.
在我们当中到底谁最大呢
？Among us, who are the greatest among us?
在我们当中谁是最有恩赐的呢
？Who is the one who is most gifted among us?
在我们当中谁是领袖呢
？Who is the leader among the 12 of us?
他们可能常常在谈这些事情。
A lot of times they might have been having discussion on this.
我们在家庭当中也是会有。
In the family, the same thing applies.
丈夫跟太太之间会怎么想呢
？What would be the thoughts between spouses?
到底是我是主还是你是主
？Am I the master or you are the master？
那非洲就好一点。
In Africa it was very clean.
买鸡蛋就好一点。
And in the other places.
那好少坏的呢？这样金跟身体他们知道，就是家人的主，就是那个丈夫，就爸爸的是家人的主。
You say the husband or the father is the head of the household.
那如果我们一起侍奉的时候，团队的时候，谁是头呢
？If we serve in the team, then who is the head？
如果我们大家都是愿意做头的话，谁不？都不服谁的话怎么做呢
？If each and every one was want to be head, then what happened?
耶稣要这一批门徒们将来做一件很重要的事情。
Jesus wanted these disciples to do a very important thing in the future.
你们要学习彼此洗脚。
You need to learn to wash each other's feet.
要用爱心做这件事情。
You need to do this with love.
不争说谁比较重要。
You should not argue about who is going to be head.
学习放弃。
You learn to give up yourself.
学习谦卑。
You're willing to humble.
学习愿意去服侍别人。
And you're willing to serve others.
哇，这是很重要的事情。
This is very important thing.
我们中国人很困难。
It's hard for us Chinese.
我们当中有几个不是中国大陆，不是我们中国人哈。
Now some of us may not have a Chinese heritage.
请你们原谅我们中国人
Forgive us Chinese
因为我们会讲你们是外那个拐那个不是就讲你们是外人
Because we say that you are foreigners
但我们住美国还说你们是、那个外国人
Well even though we live in the United States we still say that you are foreigners
为什么呢因为我们一直以为自己就是中心
Because Chinese are very ethnocentric
你知道为什么我们中国叫做中国吗
Why did China call the term China in China
全世界中间那个国家
It's the Middle Kingdom
为什么我们是中国人呢
Why are we Chinese the people of the Middle Kingdom
因为中国人就是全世界最中心的人
Because we are the center of the world
所以有的时候我们到什么地方去
Wherever we go
我们都以为说我们才是主人
We believe that we are the masters
我们这个问题很严重。
This is a very serious matter.
为什么很严重呢
？Why is it serious?
因为我们华人教会因为这样的缘故啊，到世界各地去传福音，就是向华人。
Chinese churches in different parts of the world, they preach the gospel to other Chinese.
他们不是很容易想到非华人呢。
It's hard for the Chinese church to minister to the non-Chinese.
我们也有想到，我们今天是基督徒。
We think about that we are Christians today.
我们想到我们是中国人还是华人。
We think about are we Chinese or are we Asians?
我们在身份上面没有弄清楚。
We still are not sure about our identity.
我们没有办法弄清楚我们的身份的时候，我们就不知道应该怎么样来跟随耶稣基督。
If we are not clear about our identity, how can we follow the Lord Jesus clearly?
如果我们是基督徒
，If we are Christians,
我们就跟耶稣
，Then we follow Christ.
如果我是中国人的基督徒
If I'm Chinese Christian,
那么我们就中国文化先基督徒后
Then the Chinese culture comes before Christian
你知道像回教徒传福音最困难其中一样事情是什么
What is one of the most difficult things to minister to the Muslims?
就是回教徒那个乌玛的观念
It's the concept of Umma among the Christians
乌玛是什么呢
What is Umma?
就是他们的社团里面所带出来文化他们的风俗
It is the tradition, the community, and the society traditions.
大家都这么做。
Everybody do it this way.
所以我们不能够不这么做。
So we cannot do it any other way.
后来我想一想，我们中国人的乌玛更严重。
I think among Chinese, you have even more problems with 乌玛。
为什么呢
？Why?
如果一个基督徒结婚
，If a Christian get married,
那社区当中我们的伯伯、叔叔啊，亲戚朋友开始讲话了。
Among the communities, then our uncles, our friends, our relatives start talking.
那有一些事情呢，我们做基督徒认为不应该做。
Some of the things that, as Christians we said we should not do.
那么到最后还是做了。
But then we still ended up doing those things.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为说我们是文化，我们中国人的文化。
Because it's tradition, it's our culture.
我结婚的时候
When I got married,
那是上个世纪的事情
That was the last in the last century
我的祖父就知道我做牧师的他又跟我商量一下
My grandfather knew that I was a pastor so he had a talk with me
我还记得我祖父我爸爸跟我在谈
The three of us, my grandfather, my father and I we were having a talk
就谈就请喝喜酒的时候两样事情
When we were planning for the banquet There were two things we need to talk about
第一样是说可以不可以有酒
Number one Can we have alcohol
第二可以不可以抽烟
Number two Can we smoke
那么我说不
I say no
那我爸爸说好
Dad say okay
我祖父就有一点点他是教会领袖的话
My grandfather He was a church leader But yet he was a little bit reluctant
所以他最后也答应了说好不要
At the end, he finally agreed.
那么到最后的时候呢
So at the end,
没有抽烟
No smoking,
很多酒
But a lot of drinking.
当然我做新郎呢没有办法跟人家吵架那个时候
Of course, I was a groom, I couldn't do anything about it.
那我祖父后来跟我讲说没有办法了
And my grandfather still later on told me, I cannot help it.
所有亲戚朋友都说你请喝喜酒没有酒怎么行呢
And all the relatives, they said, you are inviting people to a banquet, you have to serve drinks.
我们的立场很困难。
It was very difficult for our position.
所以你说我们要放弃。
So we need to give up ourselves.
就是我们愿意放弃。
Yes, we're willing to give up ourselves.
有的时候我们有从内心里面的压力。
Sometimes we need to release ourselves from the pressures in
our heart. 而且外面来的压力,
and also the pressures from the outside.
就是我们没有办法真正的爱了。
That causes so that we cannot truly love.
所以弟兄姐妹，这是非常重要的事情。
Brothers and sisters, this is very important.
为了爱,
because of love,
要放弃,
give up your position.
也为了爱,
because of love,
要学习胜出,
learn obedience.
这个是非常不容易的。
It is hard for us to learn to be submissive.
我记得4月20号我在多伦多讲道的时候,
April 20th, I was in Toronto about preaching.
那这个教会我从来没去过。
This is the first time I went to this church.
我到加拿大也不敢不预备讲道了。
And I was in Canada not for the purpose of preaching.
那么不知道谁介绍，他们就问我说可以不可以讲道。
But someone somehow don't know, someone asked me, "Are you, can you preach?"
那么有人就替我答应了。
And someone agreed for me.
那么后来呢，他就说好几点钟。
They said, "Okay, what time?"
那么到的时候，他说讲广东话。
When I said, "You're preaching Cantonese,"
我说为什么不早一点讲？
But why didn't you tell me earlier?
他说是复活节加上福音聚会。
Well, it is because it was Easter and also a evangelistic meeting.
有很多的节目。
There are a lot of programs.
你只有25分钟。
You only have 25 minutes.
哇，这个压力蛮大的。
Oh, it was a lot of stress.
我永远都记得。
I remember it always.
那一天那个叫做 Peter 的长老做主席。
The elder was an elder Peter.
我讲完道之后,
after the preaching,
他就很不对劲了。
Something wrong with Peter.
他就拉我进去一个办公室。
He told me into his office.
我讲他会放声大哭了。
I thought he was about to cry.
我不知道他是什么原因，但是他的脸就是看见满天乌云那种。
But his face looked like he was about to collapse. He looked very upset.
他说黄牧师,
said, "Pastor Wong,
你今天早上的信息,
in your message this morning,
就使我现在做一个决定。
You allow me to, that caused me to make one decision.
他说二十几年前我就决志献身侍奉神。
More than 20 years ago, I committed my life to serve the Lord.
来到加拿大之后,
I came to Canada.
赚钱越赚越多了。
I make a lot of money.
我就跟神讲说再赚一天。
Then I told God, one more day.
再赚一天。
Another day.
就20年了。
It's been 20 years.
25年了。
25 years.
他说现在我决定了。
Now I have decided.
我现在要放下一切。
I'm going to give up everything.
我要回去越南传福音。
I'm going to return to Vietnam and
preach. 整个教会的人都是越南华侨哈。
The church was Vietnamese people.
哇，我非常感动。
I was so touched.
因为他感觉到神有爱他，神呼召他，他要回应。
He felt that God called him. He was going to respond.
所以神爱我们的时候，我们不是听，不是享受而已。
When God loves us, we're not just here, we're not just enjoying.
我们要回应的。
We need to respond to the book.
那跟着一个礼拜，我到了温哥华。
The following Sunday, I went to Vancouver.
我也没有预备讲道。
I did not prepare to preach.
这个大会里面，他给我10分钟。
And someone gave me to preach for 10 minutes.
那10分钟讲什么呢？
So what did I talk about in 10 minutes?
当然很少东西。
Not a lot.
那讲完之后呢？
After the message,
那大家就在谈天。
The people were chatting.
有一个老姐妹。
An elderly sister came.
他就问我明天你哪里讲道。
Say, "Where are you preaching tomorrow?"
我说我不知道，大概有安排。
Say, "I do not know. Maybe there are some arrangements already made."
我说你去问那个安排的人。
You can ask the one who made the arrangements.
那么他就第二天就来了。
Then she came the next day.
第二天来的时候，他就听我讲道。
Then she heard my message.
讲完道的时候，
After the sermon,
他就拉我到小房间去。
She took me into a room.
他是客人，我也是客人。
She was a guest and I was a visitor also.
主人想找我讲话，他说对不起，今天黄牧师是我的。
And the host of the place wanted to talk, but she said that, "Sorry, today Pastor Wong belongs to me."
差不多70岁的姐妹。
It was an elderly lady about 70 years old.
我都还没有坐下来。
Before I was able to sit down,
他就问我一个问题。
She asked me this question.
他说黄牧师，你有没有失败过？
Pastor Wong, have you ever failed?
我说很少人问我这个问题。
Well, very few people ask me this kind of question.
我说当然有啊。
Of course I have failed.
然后我开始跟他讲。
Then I said with her.
他跟我讲话的时候愁眉苦脸。
She was sad when she was talking.
他越听的时候越开心。
But the more he talk with me, the happier she got.
我心里面讲你喜欢听人家的失败啊。
I think you like to hear other people's failures, right?
那听到最后的时候。
At the very end.
他说黄牧师够了够了。
I said, "Oh, that's enough, Pastor Wong, that's enough."
他说现在我又重新得力。
Now I'm renewed, my strength is renewed.
他跟我说二十几年哈。
She said, "In more than 20 years."
他这个姐妹的这个手提包比较大一点。
The sister has a very good size handbag.
他又开出来给我看。
She opened up her handbag.
里面都是福音单张哦。
They all filled with gospel tracts.
他说我已经3个月一个单张都不发出去。
It's been 3 months since I have given out a tract.
20几年。
More than 20 years.
我为了爱神的缘故，我爱人灵魂的缘故，我分福音单张，福音单张分了二十几年。
For the sake of love, for the because I love people and love people, I have been giving out gospel tracts for more than 20 years.
一次又一次看到人家拿着单张在我的面前就丢到地上。
Time and time again, I see that people pick up the tracts and then they drop it on the floor.